Hey, our good friends at YU Connects, I believe YU Connects has just made something like their 454th engagement. Kane Yerbu reached out to me yesterday to find out if I ever gave a Temin Halacha shiur about whether guys who are dating, guys and girls who are dating or who are engaged, are permitted to send Mishloach Manos to each other on Purim. I said that I hadn't, but thank you for the topic. I will tomorrow. So here it is. Here's that Temin Halacha. So the real question is, what's the Shiloh? What could be wrong with participating in a mitzvah in this way, meaning you're allowed to buy gifts for somebody, you're allowed to send someone who you're engaged to, you're allowed to send them something. So why can't you send them flowers for Shabbos? Why wouldn't you be allowed to send them mishloach manos? What's the issue? And yet, Rebbetzin Sablovsky said that last year, YU Connects got the shaila from someone, and she asked her husband, Morenu Rav Sablovsky Shlita, and he said that it should not be done. And then they decided to call the Shechters, and Rav Shechter also agreed that it should not be done. So there must be a shaila, right? So what exactly is the shaila here? What exactly is the issue? So the source of the issue is a Ramah in Siman Tafresh Sadihei Se'iv Dalid, which is based on the Ma'ari Brin, where the Ramah writes, V'isha chayeves b'matanos avyanu m'shalach manos ki'ish, that a woman, like a man, is obligated in the mitzvah sayom of Purim, she's obligated in matanos avyanu and in m'shalach manos, V'isha tishalach li'isha v'ish le'ish, and a woman should send Mishloach Manos to women, and a man should send Mishloach Manos to another man. Aval lo behepich. But you don't want it in the reverse. You don't want a man sending to a woman or a woman sending to a man. Why not? Shelo yavo ish l'shloach la'almana v'yavo l'idei savik kedushin. Because then what might happen is that a man might send to a single woman, an almana, for example, and that will lead to safik kedushin. That people will we're not going to translate that right now, some sort of suspicion of a kiddushin happening. Aval b'matanos levyonim ein lachush, but you don't have to worry about this when it comes to matanos levyonim. Agav, just the very first part where he says that women are chayiv, the Pri Chadosh holds that women are actually exempt from mishloach manos because it says ish l're'ehu. So the Pri Chadosh says ish v'lo isha. He makes his own drasha that a woman is not included in mishloach manos, but Rav Poskim assume not like that Pri Chadosh, and that that women are included in mishloach manos because of afen oibos ha'neis or whatever. For whatever reason, women are included in Mishloach Manos. But what is the concern exactly that the Ramah is talking about? So there are, in fact, three different understandings of what the Ramah means over here. What the Ramah says is that it's going to be a Safek Kiddushin, which makes it sound like it's going to, the gift itself, the Mishloach Manos itself, might be deemed a Kiddushin. Now that is problematic, however, because the Ramah in Evin Ezer and Simon Memhei is explicit that if you give a gift clearly for another reason, or even if you say explicitly it's a Duran Bialma, then you don't have to be Choshesh that it's for a Kiddushin. We don't assume that there's an Isser to give gifts to people who are single and are the opposite gender if you're clear what the gift is for. If you say that it's a daron, it's a gift, or you say what it's for, the Ramah says explicitly in Evin Ezer that there's no chashash kiddushin. A second understanding of what the Ramah means is offered by the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah explains, sheyomru shezeu sivlonos she'achara kiddushin. People are going to see a man giving a woman a gift, and they're going to assume, oh, these are the customary gifts that people give after they already have kiddushin, that a man will send to his arusa, v'chayshinon shemakitcha kvar b'fnei edim v'enam l'faneinu. The concern is people will think that they have already previously had kiddushin, that he was mekadishar already in front of edim, and just right now the edim aren't there. Now, if either of these two reasons is correct, whether this is a concern of the mishloach manos itself being the kiddushin, or it's a concern that the mishloach manos is indicative of a previous kiddushin, it would seem to be a greater concern for an engaged couple, or a couple who's already very close, where people are likely to think that they took the next step, that there's actually a kiddushin going on. Both of these reasons are in fact reflected in Evin Ezer Siman Mem Hei. Shulchan Aruch writes in Evin Ezer Siman Mem Hei, Makom shenagu lishloach sivlonos la'arusa achash etesares. If you have a place where the minhag is that people send gifts after erusin, ubo edim sharo sivlonos huvula choshen shem neskatshu tzricha get misafik. And edim say that we saw this man send gifts to this woman, then they require a get. You have to be choshesh that there must have been a kiddushin. Rashi Pirish Shulchan Aruch goes on to say a couple of lines later, Shachshash HaSavlonos Hushema Heim Atzmam Nitnu LeKiddushin. That the Chshash of Savlonos is not that it's an indication of a previous kiddushin, but Rashi says, no, it's a Chshash that not right now, through these gifts itself, you're making a kiddushin. So there you have it, both deos, but they appear in Evna Ezra as well, that there is this concern of giving a gift, either that it's an indication of a previous kiddushin, or that it itself is a kiddushin. The third possibility of what the Rama means is suggested by the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Tafresh Sadi Hei Si'if Yud Ches, where the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Delom Na'el Lios Kiruv Das Benish Le'isha. It's not so good that men and women are so chummy with each other, are so close with each other, that they're sending gifts to each other. Ulefamim Yuchal Lios Bezek Gam Chashash Kiddushin Kashi Pnuya. And if she happens to be single, it could be a greater Chashash Kiddushin. They could also be a Chashash Kiddushin. So now what the Aruch HaShulchan is suggesting is that the primary reason is just that we're trying to minimize the level of comfort and interaction between a man and a woman. Now, if this reason is correct, it's a bigger issue with a married woman than it would be with a single woman, because obviously an Eishas Ish is a much greater Isser than a single woman. Now, if this is the primary concern, it would seem to be much less of a concern for an engaged couple, since they are supposed to be developing a closer relationship. It's much more of a problem in an inappropriate type of relationship, like a married woman, for example. In the Tshuvas Mishnah Halachos, Chelek Dalitz in Peches, Rav Menashe Klein connects this to the famous Machlokas Manos Alevi and Trumas Deshen, just because you can never have a shir about Mishloach Manos without mentioning the Machlokas between the Manos Alevi and the Trumas Deshen, which may or may not actually be a Machlokas. But the famous Machlokas Manos Alevi and Trumas Deshen is what is the purpose of Mishloach Manos, where the Trumas Deshen says it's to be able to provide somebody with a Su'udas Purim, to provide them with their needs for the Su'uda, where the Manos Alevi says, no, it's to go up against the Kitrug of Haman, that we're not Mefuzar, Mefurad bin Amim, and to create a sense of Ava and Reus, to create a sense of connectedness of Klal Yisrael. So Rav Asher Weiss Shlita often likes to point out that if you were to tell the Manos Alevi that he's having a Machlokas with the Trumas Deshen and the Halacha, he'd be the most surprised person in the room. He would say, what? I just wrote a Sefer of Midrash. It's not even a Sefer of Halacha. He was just trying to explain some of the meaning behind the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. He has no intention to argue as to the purpose of the mitzvah, but be that as it may, many of the achronim, serious achronim, took this as a machlokas and came up with nafkaminas, and usually the typical shir about Mishloach Manos is this machlokas and 25 nafkaminas between the Manos Alevi and Trumas Deshen. But add this to the list, says Rav Menashe Klein, if the purpose of Mishloach Manos is to provide for a su'uda, women are obligated in su'uda, so you should be allowed to give them Mishloach Manos. But if it's lahar bas shalom, it's to create a relationship, so it might be more appropriate to avoid giving to the opposite gender, where relationships shouldn't be so close. So there are a couple of questions that come up, though, about this halacha. First of all, why is this not a concern with Matanos Levyonim? Meaning I'm only worried that the Mishloach Manos from one gender to the other is going to be Kiddushin, but if you send Matanos Levyonim from one gender to the other, it's not going to be Kiddushin. So Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Tezvav, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkat and Chav Zayin, explain that since Matanos Levyonim is money, nobody will think it's Sivlonos, but Mishloach Manos is gifts, so people will assume that that's Sivlonos. The Shvos Yaakov in Chelek Aleph, Sim Mem Aleph, points out that if you really learn through the Sugya of Sivlonos in Evan Ezer, you'll realize that this answer doesn't really work. The Magen Avraham must mean instead, says Shvos Yaakov, that it's shalotin ol deles, that we want to make sure the Avyonim get what they need. So essentially, this chashash is a great enough chashash for us to say, divert your Mishloach Manos to somebody else. Don't give it. You have a choice who to give it to. Don't give it to someone of the opposite gender. But when it comes to Matanos Avyonim and you found an Avyon and you want to take care of the person, take care of the person. I'm not going to take some far-fetched chashash and take money out of an Avyon's hand because of such a far-fetched chashash. That's how the Shvos Yaakov answers. If the primary reason is Kiruv Das, as the Aruch HaShulchan suggests, then the Aruch HaShulchan himself explains why it wouldn't apply to Matanos Levyonim. He writes, of Matanos Levyonim, ein lachush kevan shezehu derech tzedakah. Ein bezeh Kiruv Das. If the issue is Kiruv Das, tzedakah is not Kiruv Das. Tzedakah is you're taking care of another person. We don't find an isser to give tzedakah to the opposite gender, right? It's not a concern of Kiruv Das in such a case. Alternatively, the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, writes that by Matanos of Yonim, the rule is Kol HaPoshet Yad. You have to give to everybody. Whereas Mishloach Manos only has to go to one person. So by choosing that person who you're giving it to, that gives the impression that you're singling them out and maybe trying to create a sense of Kiddushin or a sense of Kriya of Das or whatever the concern might be. But when it comes to Matanos of Yonim, where you would give to anybody who puts out their hand, then there's less of a concern. So those are the three approaches as to why the Rama's not concerned when it comes to Matanos Avyonim. Again, either because we don't want to take any money out of the hands of the Avyonim, or because there's no Kiruv Das when you're giving tzedakah, or because there's no Kiruv Das when you would do it for anybody, when it's called a poshit yad. Now, the second question that Poskim deal with is, why is this a concern even when a woman sends to a man? Meaning, it's one thing when a man sends to a woman, so a man could be Mekadish Nisha, but the Nisha can't be Mekadish, a woman giving to the man doesn't do anything, she can't be Mekadish Him, so why is it a concern when a woman sends to a man? So over here also, there are three approaches. If it's primarily about Kiruv Das, this makes sense. In fact, the Shut Shvos Yaakov Chelek Aleph Simin Mem Aleph points out that this is a raya, that the primary reason, though it's unstated by the Rama, is Kiruv Das, like the Aruch HaShulchan said, that really that must be the real issue, and that's why we don't want women giving to men either. The second approach the Shvos Yaakov suggests is that it's normal to exchange Mishloach Manos. So even when a woman gives to a man, we're concerned that he'll give her something in return, and that will be your Chashash Kiddushin. And a third approach is that if it's about a chashash kiddushin, maybe based on the Gemara in Kiddushin da vavam beis, that if you give to an adam gadol, there could be a kiddushin by hi hana shekivlamina, with a hana she gets that an adam chashuv was mekabel a gift from her, that could also be a kiddushin even when the woman is giving to a man. So now, are there exceptions to this rule when you are allowed to give to someone of the opposite gender? So first of all, it would seem that families consent to each other, that there would be no problem in sending to the whole family, but just to single out that a man is sending to a woman or a woman sending to a man, that's what the Rama is against. Another potential exception, the Tshuvas Hisarus Tshuva Chela Gimel in his Aris to Shulchan Aruch on page Lamed Gimel says that you could send to your sister, you could send to family members who you can't have Kiddushin with, and where there's no concern of Kiruv Das. None of the concerns would exist. There's no Chashash Kiddushin, nor concern of Kiruv Das, because she's your sister, you don't have a Yetzer Hara for her. And third potential exception, let's say the only other Jew available for you to send Mishloach Manos to is somebody of the opposite gender. So in the Shut Beis Sha'arim Aruchayim Simen Shin Pei, he says then it's going to be Mutter, because the Rama is clearly only speaking L'chadchila, right? If there are no other Jews, it can't be a Chashash Kiddushin also, because you can't be Mekadesh without Edim. So if there are no other Jews around, so there's not going to be a Chashash Kiddushin. But also, it's just that the Rama was suggesting this as a Chumrah. He wasn't suggesting to not do the mitzvah Mishloach Manos on account of trying to observe this chumrah, right? We wouldn't say, oh, and if you gave Mishloach Manos to the opposite gender, now it's a mitzvah b'baveri, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. No, he's saying there's a minhag that we have to avoid doing this. But of course you're mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore if the choice is don't do the mitzvah at all, or do it this way, so you would do it this way. Now, another potential exception, maybe, at least according to one of the reasons, if you don't give it in front of other people, if the concern is what the Rama sounds like he's saying, that this is a chashash, that you're doing a kiddushin right now, maybe if you don't give it in front of other people, then it's not going to be a concern because there are no edim. In fact, Rama and Ebn Ezer and Simon Mem Hey writes, Dim lo shalach la sivlonos pe'edim ein choshin lepirush Rashi shah sivlonos ein atzma kiddushin. According to Rashi, that the concern is that the sivlonos themselves are the kiddushin, so you don't have to worry if there are no edim there. Halach lemaisa, what do we say to do? So I had the opportunity to speak to Rav Sabalovsky Shlita yesterday, and he told me that even though there's not much to be choshish for in reality, since we no longer do sivlonos, so what are you going to be worried about? And gifts are regularly given anyway between chasen and kala, right? If it's your kala's birthday and you're engaged, you're going to buy a gift, right? That's all that happens during engagement is really gifts. It seems that we don't shy away from that kind of thing. So it does not seem to be an especially grave concern of Kiruv Das either. But, said Rabbi Sablowski, since it is an explicit Ramah, Ramah, and we go out of our way to try to observe every Ramah, you know, so it's easy enough. We should observe this Ramah. So send to the whole family. Send a Mishloach Manos basket to the whole family instead of sending Dafka to the Chasson or the Kala. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, I saw in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, thought that the real reason is what the Aruch HaShulchan said, that it's going to be about Kirav Hadas, and therefore he didn't think it was so relevant nowadays. He also thought we're not Choshesh for Sivlonos nowadays, so to avoid a Safek Kiddush, he said just don't give it in front of two Edim. And as long as you don't give it in front of two Edim, that would be fine. But again, it's an explicit Ramah, so probably better to try to observe what it says on the books. A lot of people are totally unaware that such a Ramah exists, but you know, in general, I mean, this is probably not the place to mention this, but in general, when couples are dating, or especially when couples are engaged, I always try to tell the Talmidim that the halachos of yichud are a bare minimum. They're not meant to be a maximum. They're a bare minimum, and a person should always try to be careful to have proper gedarim. But this is not a place where I would have made the gedar on my own, that not to give mishloach manos. I don't think that's particularly of grave concern. But the Ramah says it, so we try to observe what the Ramah says. So we are yotzei the mitzvah mishloach manos by giving to people of the same gender. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody.